What does innovation sound like? It sounds like the luxury of being in the moment with your customer, client, or patient. It sounds like having the right information right when you need it. It sounds like being at your best for your customers and your business. Thanks to Hyland's intelligent content solutions that improve digital processes, innovators everywhere are able to do their thing better, whatever that thing is. Now, who doesn't like the sound of that? Hyland, for innovators everywhere. Visit Hyland.com.
Off the Ball Daily.
A home for your favorite podcasts from Off the Ball.
Chelsea. I just turned out when you were explaining.
Ah, Tommy. Ah, Jesus Christ.
I've
got enough of this shit at home.
I wasn't paying attention.
Subscribe to the Off the Ball Daily podcast feed right now.
The Football Daily.
On Off the Ball.
With the Department of Justice. Sharing intimate images without consent is a crime. Visit hotline.ie to report quickly, easily and anonymously, or contact on Garda Síochána.
Hello and welcome to Friday's Football Daily. I'm Phil Egan. We'll start with last night's Premier League action. Everton moved out of the relegation zone for the first time since their 10-point deduction for breaking financial rules. The Toffees beat Newcastle 3-0 at Goodison Park, with all three goals coming in the last 11 minutes of normal time. Dwight McNeil, Abdoulaye Doucouré and Beto scored the goals. Ireland captain Seamus Coleman made his first start of the season for Everton. Manager Sean Dyche has praised the mentality of his players since they were docked points.
Sometimes it creeps into football clubs when it's like, oh, you know, how are we going to operate? We haven't got this. Well, everyone just went, yeah, okay, this is who's playing. And yet, just like, yeah, let's get on it. Let's go and play. And that's when you're on something. Doesn't guarantee anything, but it's when you're on something. And I think we are on something.
Newcastle missed the chance to go back into the top six and still have just one away win in the league this season. That was an 8-0 win at Sheffield United. Newcastle boss Eddie Howe says his squad is stretched to its limits.
It's a usual pattern for us this season. So we're sort of used to the rhythm of playing, resting and then playing again. And there's no sign of that stopping anytime soon. So we desperately need some help. We desperately need some injured players back.
Newcastle go to Tottenham on Sunday, so something has to give. Newcastle can't win away from home. Spurs can't win, full stop. Spurs suffered a fourth defeat in five games last night, going down 2-1 at home to West Ham. It's all gone wrong for Ange Postecoglou since the Chelsea game. Christian Romero had put Spurs ahead in the 11th minute, but the Hammers hit back with second-half goals from Jared Bowen and James Ward-Prowse. Postecoglou says Sunday is another chance to get back on track, though.
There's no point us feeling sorry for ourselves and, you know, looking for a cuddle anywhere. There's only one way to change our circumstances, that is to come out on Sunday, put in a performance and not just play good football, but actually go out there and show some conviction about ourselves.
West Ham are now unbeaten in six in all competitions, just 3 points behind fifth place Spurs. Hammers boss David Moyes thinks that game will help his players develop.
I thought some of our players found it tough tonight, the speed, the intensity, the resilience which we needed to stay in the game and stick at it. Hopefully I'll show in a few of the lessons of what the Premier League's all about.
Big game for Arsenal this weekend. They go to Villa Park to take on Aston Villa tomorrow. Arsenal boss Mikel Arteta believes any errors made by David Raya will be highlighted given the debate about the number one spot of the club. He's replaced England international Aaron Ramsdale as the club's first choice goalkeeper. He was at fault for a couple of the goals in the 4-3 win over Luton on Tuesday night. Arteta says he'll never throw any of his players under the bus though.
We have to support our players in the best possible way. We have to protect them and we have to get the best out of them. So I will focus much more on that. Every player needs the right support, the right love, and they deserve that.
Liverpool boss Jurgen Klopp says Alisson is nearing a return to fitness ahead of tomorrow's game away to Crystal Palace. The Brazilian goalkeeper has been out since he sustained a hamstring injury in the 1-1 draw at Manchester City 2 weeks ago. Alexis McAllister looks set to miss the game. He suffered a gash to his leg in the first half of Wednesday night's win away to Sheffield United. Here's what Klopp had to say earlier on about the fitness of both players.
Alisson looks good. I don't know if good enough now for tomorrow. I have to check that with the coaches and the medical department and with Ali, of course. Maka doesn't look good. So, yeah, we have to see day by day.
Erik ten Hag's revealed he was warned not to become Manchester United manager because it was deemed an impossible job. The 53-year-old moved to Old Trafford from Ajax in 2022. He's come under pressure during his second season in the role. United are sixth in the Premier League, 9 points behind leaders Arsenal. They'll be out of the Champions League if they don't beat Bayern Munich on Tuesday night. He did an interview in the United We Stand fanzine and said everyone told him he can't succeed in the job, but he said he wanted the challenge. Today, Ten Hag was named the Premier League Manager of the Month and United defender Harry Maguire picked up the Player of the Month award. Shelburne have confirmed the signing of John Martin from Dundalk. The 24-year-old made 73 appearances for Dundalk and scored 10 goals. The club did reveal at the end of last season that he would be leaving Oriel Park. And before he joined Dundalk, Martin played with Waterford. He was also capped at underage level for Ireland. Sean Gannon, Keith Ward, Lorcan Healy and Dean Williams have already made the move to Shells so far. And Belgium, Germany and the Netherlands have submitted a joint bid to FIFA to host the Women's World Cup in 2027. The three countries will be competing with Brazil to host the tournament after the South American country submitted their bid last month, while the USA and Mexico also expressed their interest. And Football Daily is with the Department of Justice. Sharing intimate images without consent is a crime. Visit hotline.ie to report quickly, easily and anonymously, or contact an Garda Síochána.
The Football Daily on Off the Ball.